So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today, my guest is a media maven. We're going to have a lot of fun talking. We've both been reporters in our past and journalists, although I think she was more on the big screen and I was more on little tiny, well, they weren't small, but I was more at newspapers with print. And welcome, Christina Nicholson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us about your background in broadcast media. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I started in the Big Apple at News 12 The Bronx and in TV, in journalism in general, but especially in TV, as you know, you start small and you work your way up. So I went from there to the ABC in Beaumont, Texas, and then the CBS in Fort Myers, Florida. And my last station was the NBC station in Miami up until about almost 3 years ago now. I didn't want to spend my holidays outside of a crime scene at crazy hours. So I got out of that crazy business. Yeah, it's definitely not your typical 9-to-5. Right. You don't get a day off and you could be working anywhere at any time. So I say instead of being on TV, I wanted to put people on TV. So I got into public relations and I worked at a firm for 6 months. A little bit about how things worked on the PR side, which I kind of already knew about just from being pitched all the time as a journalist. So exactly. I started my own firm a little over 2 years ago.
What's something you think that like entrepreneurs and people in business, what are some of the main, I don't know, like myths or misconceptions or what are some of the big mistakes that we can make if we haven't really gotten familiar with how the media works?
I would say the two biggest mistakes that I noticed is starting off, a lot of people, they want media exposure because it is the quickest way to reach your ideal customer or client is to get that exposure. And they make two mistakes when they go about it. When they pitch the media, they make it all about themselves and they make it way too promotional. I'm sure you got plenty of pitches that were, oh, look, I have this business and it's so great. And this is why you should cover my business because we do this, this, and this. And there was no story. Like the audience would not care about it at all. It was like you want a free commercial. So stop pitching your business like the media owes you a free commercial because that's not going to happen. That was one mistake. And then I would say the second mistake, and Eric, I'm sure you're on the receiving end of this one. The person, and it's sad to say many publicists do this too, I've seen at PR firms and I've been on the receiving end of, is they will send that terrible news pitch to 500 journalists at the same time when those 500 journalists either cover different topics, they're in different cities, their interests are different, and they just wanted to throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And those two things, that'll never work for you. Sad to say, it happens multiple times a day. I see it in my inbox still to this day.
You know, I think one of the things that I get being a podcast host now, I'll get emails from people and they'll pitch their client to be interviewed on my podcast and it'll be cookie cutter and they obviously like don't even know what my show is. Like it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. They have like no clue. Or they'll send me someone and then sometimes they might be a good guest. So I'll be like, oh, I'm kind of interested. And then the guests will come on and they won't have even like, they'll have no awareness of what my show is. And then mm-hmm. I actually got one client. He was like, someone had sent him to me. And so she'd been on my show. So I thought that would be cool. And then I said, well, what would you like to talk about? And he couldn't just chat. Like he had to, do you know what I'm saying? Like he was completely frozen.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh. So, do you know, it was so funny. And he was very unpleasant also. I don't remember how he got through the, you know, the screening process. It was because he came referred, but he was so unpleasant that I just basically said, you know, it's just, it was crazy because I'd never done that before or since, because I usually screen my guests somewhat. And I honestly couldn't even put him on the show. Like, I couldn't. Like, it was just not, he was going to turn my listeners off. And I was like, huh. You know, okay, I obviously need to ask better questions when I'm getting guests, but tell me a little bit
that
about...
That person sounds like they needed to be media trained a bit.
Right, right. Because I always tell people before they're going to go on a show to give the host questions. Not that they have to ask those questions, but just make it easy so the host can have some questions get hand. Cookie cutter given to them. And not every host wants to be given questions, but if you just, you say, hey, here's 8 questions you can ask me about that I can answer easily, then they can even like read those questions and then ask you based on their interest from your questions. And I find that to be so awesome, and I just don't think enough people even know that.
Yeah, I think that goes, I think, back to people trying to be too promotional. They just want to talk to serve themselves instead of serve the audience. And you need to serve the audience. You need to educate them and you need to entertain them, or else you're going to lose them. And your message is going to, it's not going to be heard. It's going to defeat the purpose of you earning that exposure.
Okay, so on the other side of, you know, what mistakes do people make, when people start really doing a great job of getting on media, what are some of the things you've seen that are kind of like best practices, or, you know, like maybe thinking back to when you were on the air, like what were the most amazing pitches that you loved? Like what were some things that were really awesome?
If we're going to talk about pitches, it's short, sweet, and to the point. We all have an inbox that is flooded a day. So if you can grab my attention in the subject line and keep your pitch 4 sentences long and literally hand me everything I need on a silver platter, then I'm probably going to do your story because you are making it easy for me. I know when I do local TV here, I host a segment called Steals and Deals. And I write the script for the producer. I literally do everything. All they need to do is copy and paste, and I show up and I deliver everything. Because to make it as easy on the person that you want to help you as you can. And then after the fact, you need to share whatever the story was, whether it be an online article or it be something on air. You get that link and you share it on your social media and you tag the outlet, you tag the journalist or the editor so they know you are sharing their work, and then they're more likely to come back to you again in the future when they need you as a resource and use you again, because they don't only see that you are grateful for the opportunity, but they see that you're bringing eyes to their content and they like that. So they'll go reach out to you again.
So when you kind of piqued my interest when you said something about the having a little piece on your local TV. And what that reminded me of was I used to have a column in the newspapers here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it was a weekly column. And they reached out to me because one of my former editors, you know, and they asked me to write it. But I later on in my business, I actually pitched a weekly column. And sometimes they'll just give you a weekly column. So why don't you just talk a little bit about that strategy behind like getting a weekly spot or getting a spot either on TV or you know, other journalism outlets.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier than people would think. You have to keep in mind that everything is moving online. So for example, I am a writer for Inc. magazine. And immersion, and I am one of 400 writers. So if you have knowledge that a certain audience is going to resonate with, then you send a short email and you say, hey, I am an expert in this, this, and this. Here are 3 ideas of things I could talk about. I would love to contribute and be published once a week or once a month. Or if you have a segment idea for a local TV station that you want to pop on TV and share it, you just find the correct person. I'd suggest LinkedIn or the station's website or the newspaper's website, and you do your homework and you find out who to contact, and you keep following up, you know, once a week until they get back to you. But you have to ask. You know, if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. And they need you. Yeah, like a lot of these people are overworked and underpaid. They definitely need you. They need help.
I think that was one of the biggest things that I came out of like being a news reporter knowing was how much good content was needed. Like there's so much more need for content than people can fathom. And it's like this bottomless need for content. So, but you have to be someone that gets it. So that was such a good contribution, Christina. It went by so fast today. So tell us if we want to get our media maven and more training or information or help from you on pitching, how would we reach you?
Yes. Well, I would love to give all of your listeners my ebook for free. And we've been talking about standing out and how you can stand out. So to get that, just go to mediamavenandmore.com/standout and you can get it there for free.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.